This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There are a couple things you can almost guarantee people in West Texas talk about at the dinner table: oil prices and how their kids are doing at school. The region, home to the second largest fossil fuel field in the world, is consistently among the richest in the nation, statistics on median income show. Its schools, however, consistently rank among the poorest in Texas. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports from Midland.
Found Furnishings is a secondhand furniture store in what locals here call Old Midland. Kristen Covington, the co-owner, grew up here and went to public schools in the Midland Independent School District, MISD. She and her husband have kids aged 2 and 5, and education weighs on her mind a lot.
Private school is not something I can afford. My son's going to be starting kindergarten in the fall. We're sending him to a charter school. I've heard that a lot of good MISD teachers have actually moved to that school.
The teachers who have stuck around, that is.
The teachers are moving away because the cost of living is going up, but their pay is not going up.
She says good teachers get poached by private schools or other higher-paying school districts. The Midland ISD schools are full of permanent substitutes.
I had a friend who was substitute teaching pretty much full-time. It doesn't seem practical to have substitutes all the time, but I guess they're doing what they can.
Many Midland parents want government-funded school vouchers to help them pay for tuition and fees at schools outside the free public school system. And even without the vouchers, people making good money in the oil fields tend to send their kids to private schools. Midland County's chief financial officer, Mike Bradford, doesn't blame people for going private. He just wishes he could do more to make the public schools work.
We need more cohesiveness, in my view, and help with opportunities.
But the school district is independent of the county, and Bradford says there's little coordination between the city, the county, and the school district.
Could we assist the school district some way because we're blessed with great sales tax? Yeah, why don't we do that?
Bradford did take some of that sales tax money 5 years ago to build a state-of-the-art public library in North Midland. It's bright and well-designed, with a modern audiovisual room where kids can make their own movies and record podcasts. Bradford says he didn't have to get much approval to spend the $8 million needed to build the library. He wishes he could fix the public schools just as easily. Then he says more of the people who live in this hard-working oil town would put their kids into those schools and maybe stick around a bit longer. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.